I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-2 draw with Walton Hersham. Alan, it was always going to be a bit spicy this game with all the connections between the two clubs, but the game certainly lived up to the hype.
I thought it was a great game. Like, for a spectator's point of view, it was a game of the season, really. I've just seen the Walton lot, and they agree. It was a cracking game of football. Could have went either way. We started off when we thought Bobby Train had scored when it hit the bar and went on the line. Then Shaheed had a good little one-on-one where he nicked it just past the post. Then he had a header. We have come back and scored a cracking goal and then got one off a mistake by us. And at 2-0 down, I think last season we would have folded and went 3-4. Nil, I really do believe that, but the lads have come back, and what a great goal by Lodgy to get back in it. And at half time, we fancied it. We really did fancy, you know, having a crack at them. We did do without creating much, to be honest, and it went either way. And what a great goal by Dan Summers to, you know, to get it up the end. All right, you know, I hope nobody goes and says we nicked it because we haven't, because of who the player. I think the draw was a fair result. I really do. We're a good side, Walton. Les Cleaver's done a good job, and I think the two teams who are in the top five, top six, player today, and it was excellent. Yeah.
When Danny Summers did get that equalising goal, I don't think I've seen you or Hams move quite so quickly or quite as animated as that.
I was getting stick behind the goal. I was getting stick, obviously, a little bit of stick off Walton fans, and as you do, because I've left there now, and that's great. And one or two things have hurt the players a little bit, but that's by and by, and all the rest of it. But our fans, I was really proud of them, and even when we're 2-0 down, a couple of them were singing my name and that, and I really do appreciate that, and I won't forget it, because it's easy when you're not doing so well, fans turn against you. They were actually behind the goal singing my name, and I wanted it for them, not more myself and more for the players, but I wanted it for anybody who was a supporter behind the goal, who I thought were excellent all afternoon, didn't stop singing, supporting the team, and even at the end we walk off 2-2, not the best result in the world, but what a great bunch of supporters, and I was more pleased for them, and I think I nearly ran halfway to jump on Dan Summers when he scored, but it's just excitement of a game, you know.
But the players as well seem to echo those sentiments. The players, all of them, I think, came over to the supporters at the end. The supporters played their part today, do you think?
Massively. I said before kickoff, we had a team meet before kickoff, and I said one or two fans are shouting at different players, but our supporters are a unique band. We travel home and away, we take town away from home, we're coming here all the hurt we've had over 9 years, and I've said from day one I'll never betray them, and I hope that one day, I really do hope that we can do something for them by putting smiles on their faces. At the minute we're in the promotion push, so we're quite happy, but I would love to do something for them, I really would, and they deserve it a day. I fought a day more than any day since I've been in the job, and I'm delighted that we nick something at the end for them.
And Luke Garrard was involved in the celebrations as well. Normally he stays in his goal, but he was right in there with the rest of the players. He was a relieved man, wasn't he?
Yeah, we all are, because of some nasty things were being written. And and Luke, obviously, it's the first time I've seen him do a box-to-box run, and I've never seen him do that before, but he had to get back, and he was knackered by the time he got back, and he said, nice, I wish I'd never done it, because he was tired, and, but yes, he made a bit of a mistake, if you want to call it that. I don't know if it was. I'll let us have a look at the video for the second goal, and he's parted it, and, you know, I'm delighted for him, and because he's been excellent for Wahenny, you know, so it means a lot to when players do that and celebrate like that, and I was, like, on the pitch celebrating as you do. It means a lot to you. And obviously, when they went 2-0 up there, Bench was celebrating. That's what football is like, you know.
Danny Summers, he scored two goals this week. This was a bit more important than the one Monday.
It was, Ali. Like I say, we're four games unbeaten in the league now, and that's important that we kickstart. We've got to try to get 3 points on Monday to keep in the hunt. And when you play against the top five sides, top six sides, it's important that you don't lose, like we did against Tooting and Mitcham and things like that. And I've seen a lot now, and I don't think we're too far off. I really don't, and a bit of confidence about we, and you know, instead of hoofing the ball every now and again, not all, you know, a bit more composure at times than we weren't before. But yes, batting qualities are second to none.
How important was the timing of Dean Lodge's goal? I mean, it was a great goal, but it brought us right back in the game at a crucial time.
You think we've had that, the games what we've lost, if you look at the White Leaf games, we've been on top massively and haven't had anything. And what's happened today is we've actually not so much on top at the time, but scored a great goal, and Lodge's goal was superb.
In the second half, you took off Aaron Good and Speedo. Was that an enforced substitution before they got sent off, do you think?
Yes, definitely. Part of it because I don't think they were doing great, that's for sure. Part of it, they were both on yellow cards, and you know, I felt we were getting in the game. I felt we might nick something, but we wouldn't nick nothing with 10 men. It would have put everything real beyond you up. So we took the gamble, taking them off, and it worked. Simple as that.
And how do you rate the referee overall today? Weak?
Every single time you bring it up with us and all that, you know, and I cannot believe some of the bookings he's actually done us for. Three people stand up on the bench, it's pathetic, you know, like, and he's a nice bloke and all that, but I just think, bloody hell, man, some of the referees, I might even take it up myself.
He booked two Walton players for kicking the ball away, but he didn't book their three for kicking the ball away. Exactly. The three later got booked I say he should have been off, shouldn't he?
That's it, and that's what they're doing. And that's, you know, but again, it's a hard job to do. I've got to, you know, I'm sick of shouting at him, and I was shouting at him when I was at my team at times at the end. It's disappointing, but that's what you get. You get a cessar there, so they want to do things right for them in the stand, but I don't know. We'll pass on that one again.
Les Cleaveley, their manager, he travelled around a fair bit when he was a player, but he's built a good team at Alton. Are they the best team we've played this season?
I think so, and I think he's done a cracking job, and I know one of their supporters are singing his name, because he's got them playing some good football at times, and he's got a bit of spine of it as well, and they fight hard for each other and they do well, and I knew that because I've seen him play, and it was a cracking game of football today, and I wanted to beat them massively, they wanted to beat us massively, so there's no love lost, that's for sure, but I do think he's had a cracking job and done a cracking job, and fair play to Les.
Phil Ruggles, there was rumours around the summer that we wanted to sign him, but he was anonymous today, wasn't he? We had a lucky escape.
Where did he play?
Moving on.
I'm only joking, by the way. I've just got a high that one in. Go on.
How important was it not to lose today?
Massive. I just said in there, when you play against the top five, you don't lose, and we got to win the game on Monday as such, or not lose. And like I said, 4 games unbeaten. We said a while ago that we can actually get a little run going. If we're in there both at Christmas, which I believe we will be, then we'll look at the situation, we'll crack on from there. We've been in the top five all year, so nobody can say it's a fluke or nothing like that. So we just keep on cracking on and let everybody else say we've got no chance. Let everybody else say that, oh, we're not good enough, and we'll just keep fighting. That's what we'll do.